This is Radio Kate, and I've come down to Saltdean to stay with my lovely granny, and she's awesome, and she has the most incredible stories and the most fantastic way of telling them, so I feel it would be selfish of me to keep her all to myself, so I like to come down and record one or two stories with granny so I can share it with the world. And she was telling me a story earlier about how she got her name. So I'm going to just sort of hand over to granny, and if you want to start in your own time.
This is all a bit terrifying, but because a casual story told in company is rather different from one put into a microphone, but I'll try to keep it as natural as and as normal as I can. I was telling Kate earlier how I came to be named Just Jean with one very short, small name, and how I feel that I've rather matched that name all my life. My elder sister, who was 2.5 years my senior, was a very pretty child, whereas I was rather plain. And
can I just interject there? I've seen photographs of you when you were younger, and you were nothing. You were not plain. But carry on.
Well, we won't argue. That's not part of the story. And I always admired her. I was honestly, truly never obsessed with any form of jealousy about her, but I just thought, wasn't she lucky to be so pretty? Wasn't she lucky to have such a beautiful name? Because as the firstborn, she was christened Eleanor Stella and was commonly known as Stella. And that seemed very glamorous. And I think she grew up to rather suit that name. 2.5 years later, I was born. I think probably something of an unexpected addition to the family. And right up to the day of my christening, my parents couldn't decide what to call this little fat baby. They argued about one or two rather sophisticated names, which I'm glad they didn't choose. I don't think I would have been at all the sort of name they had in mind. And my grandfather, who was quite well-to-do and was the lucky owner of a large open topped motor car, had agreed to come and pick up my parents and take us all to church on the day of my christening. However, he hadn't had time to clean the car, which had been standing out in the road. And as it was only my christening, which obviously was not all that important, he arrived with his dusty motor and parked outside, and we all went out to pile into the car. My parents still not having decided on what name to give me, even though we were on our way to the church.
And it was quite rare to have a car at that time, wasn't it? What year are we talking?
We're talking about 1922, when you had to be quite a successful business person to own a large saloon motor car. And it always caused a lot of interest, of course, wherever it went, this motor car. And my grandfather had left it outside on the road and hadn't had time to clean it. And so it got very dusty. And some local urchins had very naughtily gone with their wet fingers writing on the side of the card all sorts of messages. But large and clear in capital letters was the word Jean. "Oh, that will do," said my parents. So off to church we went, and I've been Jean ever since. Not a very dignified way to acquire a name, really, but then perhaps that was in character.